Pat Saadi with three things to know right now. Members of Congress, Democrats, and even some Republicans are gearing up for a vote to disapprove of President Trump's national emergency declaration. If Congress does in fact pass the resolution, the president would respond with his veto pen. That's according to White House senior advisor Stephen Miller, making it President Trump's first veto. Trump declared a national emergency to redirect funds toward his project to build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Philadelphia police are investigating two separate deadly shootings this weekend. A 17-year-old boy was killed near the Angora Terrace apartment complex in South Philadelphia on Friday night. Also in South Philadelphia, a 49-year-old man died after being shot in the face. Investigators are still looking for the shooters. More than a year into the job, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is getting mixed reviews from residents. The latest survey out of Monmouth University gives the Democrat a 43% job approval rating. Compared to the last three elected governors after year one, he's in the middle. In sports, Flyers visit Detroit. College hoops, Villanova battles St. John's. CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather. A wintry mix tonight, going down to 33, then changing to rain. President's Day, Monday, showers in the a.m., then clearing, headed to 47. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.